The World Health Organization has declared an Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo a public health emergency of international concern. It says it's seen signs of the possible spread of the epidemic and that a recent case in the city of Goma is a worrying development. With more, here's Rachel Mealy.
The deadly disease has killed more than 1,600 people in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the past year. Last weekend, a preacher from Butembo took a bus to Goma. He came down with symptoms of Ebola and died soon after arriving in the city of 2 million people on the border with Rwanda. WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says another woman died after crossing into Uganda.
These two events represent a concerning geographical expansion of the virus.
A public health emergency of international concern is the highest level of alarm the WHO can sound. It's designed to get the attention of the international community and prompt big injections of cash for the fight from wealthy countries. The WHO chief says he doesn't recommend restrictions on travel or trade in the region, which have been shown to hamper the fight against Ebola.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border every day for trade, education, or to visit relatives.
He says border closure often forces people to use informal and unmonitored border crossings and actually increases the potential for the spread of disease. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies said in a statement,
"While it doesn't change the reality on the ground for victims or partners engaged in the response, we hope it will bring the international attention that this crisis deserves."
Nicole Fasina is the Regional Ebola Operations Coordinator for the Red Cross. In a recorded message on Twitter earlier in the week, she responded to the news that the outbreak had reached Goma.
"This is why we've been doing preparedness work. We have safe and dignified burial teams ready, the decontamination base ready. Today, in fact, we're training healthcare workers who are receiving these individuals at the health clinics, so reminding them of proper procedures and signs and symptoms."
The WHO Committee on Ebola says 12 new cases are being reported every day. While a vaccine is available, relatively few people in the region have been inoculated.
Rachel Mealy.